Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pick one, and either one of those will get you to the same place where you can, where I call it a little bit of small business heaven. You can find lots of different things to do there. If you're a small business owner or want to be, I think you'll find a lot of things that will help you and that you'll enjoy as you are helped. And I don't do it all by myself. I have a lot of folks who help us out, including the 400-plus members of our Brain Trust that are all over our website. There are archives, there are articles, there are books that I certainly recommend to you, or they wouldn't be part of our Brain Trust. And one of those folks is our guest this half hour, Marcia Connor, the author of Learn More Now. She's the managing director of Ageless Learner. She has spent in her life, has had careers with major corporations such as PeopleSoft and Microsoft. And she's our good friend. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Ageless Learner. I really like, you know, that's when you think about it just for a little bit, it's a pretty darned intuitive title. I like that. And it's really, and it's so 21st century, isn't it?
We sure hope so. A lot of people really have this notion they can't learn through life, and we try to dispel that myth and help them learn no matter what age or stage they are in life, no matter what they're doing.
You know, I think it was Cato, the Roman philosopher and statesman who was learning Greek at like 80 years old or something like that. He started learning Greek, and somebody said, "Why would you do this at your age? Why would you start learning Greek?" He said, "This is the youngest age I have." He didn't understand at all why they would ask such a question. And that's probably 3,000 years ago. We need to keep learning from Cato, don't we?
Absolutely. If not now, when?
Yeah. Now, one of the things you want to talk to us about, Marcia, is what I'm calling learning how to learn better, smarter, and faster. Talk to us about that.
Well, I find that most people, when they think about learning, they think almost entirely about the topics they want to learn. And that's fine. I have no objection to them focusing on the topics. But what I find is that if, in fact, they can have a sense as to how they learn, how they take in information, how they deal with information overload even, they can then adapt to no matter what the topic is that comes their way. And we all live in a society where there's something new seemingly every day, and that understanding of themselves and how they take that information and work with it and process it makes all the difference. It gives them that flexibility and that agility that is required of us these days.
Right. One of the things that you talk about is how to get the most out of meetings, and I think that's something that more and more of us, you know, I'm encouraging small business owners. Believe it or not, small business owners probably don't have enough meetings, and for people who are in big businesses, they don't understand that because they go from one meeting to the other. But the truth is, small business owners probably need to have a few more meetings. We probably conduct too much business without getting back, circling back with everybody and getting everybody together in a room and see how things are going. We tend to miss that element of management sometimes too much. But I encourage small business owners to meet with their folks. But one of the things that you do is you help people make sure that they get the most out of those meetings, how they not only motivate people to learn, but how you help people who are in the meetings to learn.
Absolutely. I've worked with some wonderful organizations who have made that same leap that you were just talking about, realizing that maybe they went into the creation of a small business because they were tired of those meetings. So why would they want to do that again? But what we found is that the reflection that goes on in a good meeting. The time you take to actually listen and learn from one another really can't be replaced by any other activity. Sometimes that can be done independently. We can do that reflection, that ruminating on our own, but very frequently it needs to be done with other people. You want to hear what have they learned just recently, and what are some of the elements that have allowed them to be successful recently that really they wouldn't necessarily be sharing because they're frankly doing their work.
Right.
So it is a small piece of time that can be scheduled into our days that allows us to catch up and to leapfrog ahead by capturing what the best things that have gone on between us. One of the things that people, when they hear this, are fearing, though, is that some of the downsides of meetings, we don't communicate very well. And so I have tried to use my approach with how to be more effective as communicators in those meetings to get the most from them.
Well, you talk in an article that I've seen, you talk about two different styles. One you call a motivational style, and the other is a directional style. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, we know from the research we've done and others have done in the past that people are motivated by a variety of different things.
And when you say people are motivated, you're talking about the people who are attending the meeting.
The people who, well, in general, not just those attending the meeting, those we work with, who are our clients.
Right. I guess I meant as we're talking about setting up our meeting to get the most out of the meeting.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
We're talking about the attendants and ourselves. And we find that the organization I work with and those of us who have done this research know that people are motivated by coming together because they are motivated to learn, for example, because they like achieving goals. And for many of us, that seems to be the only motivation. We achieve a goal, we check it off our list, we move on to the next goal. That is very much of a dominant motivation style amongst many people, especially small business owners. But there are other styles as well. Some people prefer or are motivated or drawn to the experience of working with other people, the relationships they build. And others still are really motivated by learning, the experience itself of learning for its own sake. And while each of us have elements of each of the three different styles, each of us also has one of those as our predominant style. So when someone who is organizing the meeting is very interested in achieving this, and this goal, they may find that they come in conflict with people who are attending that meeting who really are there to be around other people.
Marcia, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and continue this with our good friend Marcia Connor right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Marcia Connor, the author of Learn More Now, 10 Simple Steps to Learn Better, Smarter, and Faster. Marcia, tell us where your book's available and tell us about your website.
Sure. Well, you can buy the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the online retailers, as well as many local retailers in your community.
They can order it for you, too.
They can order it for you if it's not available in the store.
Right.
Likewise, there's additional ordering information from MarciaConner.com, MarciaConner.com. And there are links to information that's included in the book in our organizational website, AgelessLearner.com. Okay. So there are several different options for
AgelessLearner.com. Okay, now you were talking about a minute ago, you said that let's say that we're playing the meeting, and this would be just like me too, Marcia. You know, I'm pretty goal-oriented. It'd be just like me to plan a meeting, me being goal-oriented, and all the people in my meeting would be more learning-oriented or maybe more relationship-oriented. And they wanted to visit a little more, and I was ready to get down to business. Well, if I conduct my meeting that way, I may have a wonderful time, but my people won't.
Well, my experience tells me that you won't have a great time either because you'll be thinking that they're really off topic. Why are they focusing on all
those
other
goofy
topics? Exactly.
So how do I fix that?
Well, one of the things is to just be mindful of the fact that in order for you to achieve your goals, you need to be aware and meeting their needs, too. So providing them some time, in some cases, to build those relationships, but also make those connections for them. Show how what it is that you're asking of them relate to their interest in building those relationships, because ultimately those relationships will help you achieve your goals. Likewise, that creativity or that curiosity others have for learning deeper and more information will also help you achieve your goals. But make that link for them. Don't expect that if you keep harping on the bottom line, that they're always going to make that connection. They may think that you're really talking about something different when it can very much have a lot of bearing on what it is that they're interested in doing, too.
But if, as I'm planning this meeting and I'm thinking about the people in the meeting, should I spend more time finding out how each person is oriented? And if I find out that the preponderance of my folks are learning-oriented or goal-oriented, then I structure my meeting that way? Or do I have a little bit of everything in the meeting for my folks? Do I have goals that we're going to accomplish? Do I make sure that those who want to learn get that element, that itch scratched, so to speak? Do I make sure that we have a little bit of social time before and or after? What do I do?
If you don't know the group very well, I would take that latter tactic, which is having a little bit of each of those things. But make sure that you do meet your own needs. There's nothing more frustrating than holding a meeting when you haven't gotten what you needed out of it. But if, in fact, you do know the group very well and you've had a chance to sort of think about which of those three really are the motivation styles of the people in the group, and you discover that there really aren't any relationship-motivated folks, I have found that you can do a little less of that. And focus more on the styles that they have. I'm pretty adamant that it's important to help people understand their own style. So it's not enough really for you to be mindful of theirs. And besides, that's awfully time consuming. But maybe give even a small exercise at the beginning of the meeting introducing those three ideas and let them advocate for themselves.
Well,
let them say to you, hey, this is my style. Can we focus a little bit more on how we can build relationships in order to meet your goal?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just had a Gen X expert on in the previous hour, and I believe he would agree with you about this because he says the Gen Xers are not like my generation, the boomers. They're wired differently, and I think they'd be more likely to be the kind of generation that if you were handling the meeting the way you wanted to handle it and were not cognizant of how they felt about it, that you might lose some of those folks.
Absolutely, and we see this happening all the time. I don't know of anybody who hasn't attended a bad meeting in their life. And if they look back on that, they can usually see it's because the basic need they had, the expectation as to why they went into that meeting, was not met. And I have found I've worked with some great people who have had fabulous meetings that have had bad ones in the past by making this small shift. There are some other style things that I think make a big difference, recognizing that some people, for example, talking about those direction styles, are really like looking at the opposite of something to make it so. Others like stories. There are a number of different styles we use in the book that allow people to really lighten up their thinking about meetings, not being drudgery, but actually being fun because they have their needs met, that I also would encourage people to focus on.
Well, you know, another thing I think you can do, and I've seen this happen before, and in small business you can do this, I think, and that is let your people run the meeting instead of you running the meeting.
I wholeheartedly agree. Having people committed and interested in meeting their own needs will often be able to move your organization forward far faster.
And maybe even move it around. Let one person conduct a meeting this week and somebody else conduct a meeting next week.
Absolutely. It also gives them bench strength for your whole organization. Now, different people have those skills. They can use that as a service they can offer to the community.
Right.
Or even when you're not there, the responsibility isn't always on your shoulders.
Well said, Marcia. The book is called Learn More Now, 10 Simple Steps to Learn Better, Smarter, Faster. Give us the website again, Marcia.
MarciaConner.com, MarciaConner.com.
Thanks for the good job today, Marcia. We'll see you next time.
Sounds great, Jim. Have a great day.
Marcia Conner, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with Ed Yordan. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.